mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
From deep behind enemy lines, reporting live from the InfoWars studio, I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones today. Alex is on assignment and on his way to the Super Bowl of all 9/11 conventions in Los Angeles here this weekend. Thanks for letting me fill in, folks. We've got a great program today. And let's see, well, we're going to talk to Glenn Spencer in the second hour of today's program. Glenn Spencer from AmericanBorderPatrol.com. Talking about the American Union superstate that is being constructed under our very noses. Actually, they're not even trying to hide that anymore. This is something, of course, we've been talking about for years. Regional government locking into one giant global superstate. They're getting partially there, and we're going to talk to Glenn Spencer about that, about the border, about the absolute absurdity that anybody in Congress, most of them Council on Foreign Relations member, anybody in the media, and certainly not the president, none of them looking out for us. None of them looking out for the middle class while they turn us into a consumer class. None of them trying to really secure the borders. Even amnesty is a joke when they've already constructed the American Union or the Pan-American Union, as the case may be. Glenn Spencer joining us in the second hour of today's program. Celly Castile III of Powderburns.org. Powderburns, a great book we carry here at Infowars.com. Cocaine, Contras, and the Drug War. I've spoken to Celly many, many times on my own show, which, by the way, follows this program every day. 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock Central Time. First segment, I already got a plug-in for my show, folks. You see how it works? Celly Castile will be coming on to talk about this alleged war on drugs, how drugs fund terrorism, how they're really going to and coming from the same place. Celly Castile is a former DEA agent in the Iran-Contra era who personally witnessed drugs being smuggled under our wonderful heroes like Colonel Oliver North, I say that sarcastically, out of Ilopanga Airport, to try to take that evidence to his superiors at the DEA, and of course was shut down and nearly taken out by the very people he was supposedly working for. Very courageous guy, very interesting guy, won the Bronze Star in Vietnam and ended up getting rid of that medal. He was so ashamed of his country. Celly is known to say that he is in his third war. He initially was fighting against the so-called commies in Vietnam. He was fighting against the so-called commies in the drug war, being a second war. Now he is fighting a war for your freedom. Celly Castile III joining us in the third hour of today's program. First hour today, folks, we're going to take a lot of your calls on this broadcast. There are a number of issues we want to cover. The recent events in Ramadi in Iraq, which is total genocide. It's a repeat performance of Fallujah. But, of course, if you live in Iraq or Afghanistan, this is just a daily part of your life. We're also going to talk about an Israeli missile attack trying to get a few terrorists, taking out three children, just more collateral damage. North Korea rhetoric heating up. This is something you can discuss on the program as well with us today. Hillary Clinton sticking to her guns. This is the editorial title in the Un-American Statesman here in Austin, Texas. Hillary Clinton sticking to her guns. I don't think she's ever seen a gun she'd ever stick to, as we know that she is severely anti-gun, just like her stepbrother, George W. Bush. But she's sticking to her so-called guns against the anti-war Democrats, and how the editorial around the country is saying that is a wise thing. We'll touch on that a little bit, and of course that just shows the transparency of the so-called two-party system. We're going to talk a little bit today about the drones, the aerial surveillance drones that are going to be unleashed in Los Angeles just in time for the 9/11 conference. I'm sure it's a giant coincidence. And Afghanistan, told only to report good news out of Afghanistan. Just a lot of news to cover, a lot of issues to cover. Your calls, 1-800-259-9231. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. This is the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There is a war on for your mind. Have you noticed? Sure. Sure, there's a lot of distraction. Sure, there's a lot of news to try to keep up on. Sure. You have to work three manufacturing jobs at McDonald's. That's what they call them, folks, now. They've reclassified manufacturing jobs as a job flipping burgers at McDonald's. But sure, you have a lot to do to try to keep a roof over your family's head, keep some very expensive petrol in your tanks. That does not mean that you don't have time to stand up against the New World Order, to stand up against totalitarian tiptoe, actually, totalitarian long strides, for the last couple of years, but we've got to do something. And folks, we could sit and do this entire three-hour show on all of the victories, everything we have accomplished in the last several years, thanks to all of you standing up. So I'm going to tip my coffee cup to you, because without you, we couldn't have done any of this. There's a couple of stories at Infowars.com I want you to know about, to something you need to see and get all around. I know you have a lot of info warriors out there, and what you do is bring links out to your friends, to your mailing list, to the great stories all over the internet, including those at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. A couple that you're going to want to know about. If you haven't already seen this, and I doubt there's anyone in our audience, anyone that isn't living in a cave in Afghanistan that hasn't already seen this, but this is a new story, new scientific analysis proving that the World Trade Center towers were brought down by incendiaries. Initially, this investigation tipped off by Stephen Jones from BYU, the BYU-accredited physics professor, where he was suspicious about thermite being used to take down the World Trade Center towers. Now, an analysis has been done on the World Trade Center steel. It's about to be released. Here's the basic synopsis. This is what we've been waiting for, folks. Scientific evidence. No more theory, no more analysis, no more guessing, but scientific analysis on the WTC steel debris undertaken by BYU professor Stephen Jones, proving that the Twin Towers were demolished by means of incendiary devices and the release of a conclusive evidence. This is imminent. The material that was first brought into question on the back of photos and video clips, of course, this is all we have. Been nice to have the actual steel girders from the World Trade Center Tower, but the analysis has been done on photos and video clips and video evidence of the Twin Towers showing a dripping molten substance and floating white ash can now be confirmed as being thermite. Combining thermite, which is used as an incendiary device to bring down structures, and sulfur, which cuts through steel quicker and leaves a yellow residue. Pools of molten yellow metal were also found underneath both towers and Building 7 subsequent to the collapses. Quote, the evidence points directly to controlled demolitions, which means an inside job brought these World Trade Center buildings down, Stephen Jones told your radio host, host of this very show, Alex Jones, in a video interview. Jones says that, quote, using advanced techniques, we're finding out what's in these samples. We're finding iron, sulfur, potassium, and magnesium. These are the characteristics of a variation of thermite, which is used to cut through steel very rapidly. It's called thermite. In order to have thermite in these buildings in this way, to bring the buildings down, that means the thermite had to be planted in the buildings, which of course implies directly an inside job. Someone had to have access into the building, said Jones. Stephen Jones conducted over 40 peer-reviewed scientific studies, two of which were published in the Nature and Scientific American magazines. Again, this is a story at PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. What do you think about that? 800-259-9231. Is this finally the smoking gun evidence that we need to prove what apparently over 70 million Americans seem to know now? And that is that the World Trade Center disaster, the disaster of 9/11, which was blamed on Osama bin Laden and even incidentally Saddam Hussein and any you homegrown terrorists, maybe potentially Iran in the next month. Is there any doubt in our minds now left that this was an inside job? Or is there some kind of plausible deniability left from the government that they don't know how the thermite got in those buildings? They don't know how a controlled demolition was done on their very nose, just like they don't know how NORAD managed to stand down. Just like they can't explain how no building has ever fallen from fire before or since that day of 9/11/2001. 1-800-259-9231. Lines are open, and we'll put you on the air right away here in the first hour of the Alex Jones Show. Again, I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex today, tomorrow, and the next day. So glad you can join us today. We'll talk about that. Also, we've got to get to this news story about New Orleans. If you haven't been following this story, we have a natural progression of how this story has developed, how this situation has developed in the once great city of New Orleans. It goes back to, we'll take you back down the memory hole here a little bit. May 24th, 2006, Louisiana holds a two-day evacuation drill. State and federal authorities track the path of a fictitious Hurricane Alicia on Tuesday as part of a two-day drill aimed at avoiding the chaos that have followed last year's deadly Hurricane Katrina. The drill was organized to allow first responders and others, including Mayor Ray Nagin and Governor Kathleen Blanco, to react through a Category 3 hurricane hitting the state's Gulf Coast. So here we have drills in May 24th. What's the next step? New Orleans chief backs down to gun grab June 7th, 2006, within 2 hours of an announcement that the Second Amendment Foundation, SAF, was calling for a Justice Department investigation of the New Orleans Police Superintendent Warren Riley's plan to confiscate guns again if a major storm hits this city this year. SAF learned that Riley has backed off, or had backed off. Again, June 7th, not even a month ago. Somehow, the SAF founder, Alan Gottlieb, said, quote, "I don't believe this is a coincidence. Early this year, as our attorneys were about to enter a motion for contempt against Riley and New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin in federal court, the city finally admitted that it didn't have hundreds of seized firearms in its possession. That came after months of denial that the city had taken guns from anybody. In fact, they did do gun grabbing and were planning to do another round of gun grabbing again in case of a hurricane." So we're going through the natural progression here. And now we have today's story. 9 months after they rode to the rescue in a desperate aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, National Guardsmen carrying M16s returned to the city Tuesday to reinforce the depleted police department and battle a surge of violence. That's right, folks. There are insurgents now in New Orleans. Now, the fact of the matter is there were a couple of killings and a minor riot over the weekend in New Orleans. This is something that you can pretty much see happen in any American city in any weekend. Whether it's reported or not, killings and violence happen in every major city in this country. Do we break posse comitatus? Do we send in M16-toting military men to handle that? Obviously not, but that's not stopping New Orleans. The 100 or so soldiers will patrol the streets and ravage neighborhoods left deserted by Katrina, freeing up police officers to concentrate more on the heavily populated sections. Quote, "We're just trying to give a hand to the city of New Orleans," said Lieutenant Melvin Edwards, 32 years old, a member of the 239th Military Police Company. Governor Kathleen Blanco sent the National Guard at the mayor's request. Aren't you glad you reelected Mayor Nagin, folks? You know, I think there was one time where we thought this was actually a good guy. In fact, he might have been a good guy for all we know, as he called out both FEMA and the Bush administration in response to the desperation that city felt 10 months ago during the hurricanes. And then you noticed he shut up real fast and was thus reelected over the corporate version of his own mayorship. "Criminals, hear me loud, hear me clearly. There is law and order in New Orleans," said Governor Blanco. "We will not let the criminals take root as our families return." Again, any excuse to assemble a police state. Paul Joseph Watson for PrisonPlanet.com has written a great article on this. The zero-tolerance militarized police state, Nagin's National Guard mandate model for post-9/11 camo law enforcement. He goes on to talk about curfews to be enforced, militarized patrols, flagrant abuse of posse comitatus, frothing overreaction to a handful of murders. Early this month, Cleveland City Councilman Zach Reed labeled some teenagers as quote-unquote terrorists. This is just after the internet. Whatever happened to the story in Canada about all the terrorists that were rounded up in a sting operation by the Royal Mounted Police in Canada? Have you heard hide or hair about that story since it broke? Of course, we knew that that was just a preface to the coming Bilderberg conference, and nothing was done since then. But these were so-called terrorists talking about this or that on the internet and then rounded up in a sting operation and charged with terrorism. This is the same thing, really goes right along with this statement by Zach Reed of the Cleveland City Council, labeling teenagers as terrorists. He said the time has come to make his Ward 3 a police state and submit to a true zero-tolerance policy, having been handed federal grants for off-duty police patrols and surveillance camera systems. What is happening to our country? Is our country any less safe than it was, say, 10 years ago? 20 years ago? 30, 40 years ago? Some might make that argument. In fact, some could make the argument that it's safer, that there's less crime, because, of course, we have a muted robot groupthink population out there who would be too scared now to commit any crime. That's a good thing. That's all right. But some could argue there's less crime, but there's more of a police state. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? I argue the egg. All right, folks, take a quick break. Come right back with your calls. More on the Alex Jones Show right after this. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones, GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps, and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band, declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war. For their descendants, thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thank God for the renegades.
Thank God for the renegades. The founding fathers, who I know, when they founded this country, they envisioned security cameras on every corner, security blimps unmanned UAVs with cameras, satellite cameras watching everything you do, all of your personal records exposed to the government. I mean, you know, let's just face it. They wrote the Fourth and Fifth Amendments in the Bill of Rights not to protect us, but to enable the government to control us. Of course, I'm being very sarcastic. The Alex Jones Show, you've got the right program. I'm just not Alex Jones, and I never will be. I'm Jack Blood, jackblood.com, sitting in for Alex today, tomorrow, and the next day. Thanks for joining us today, folks. We're going to go to your calls here. But, I mean, just regarding the police state, and you're welcome to comment on this. But you tell me, have the roads become safer? I have people wearing their seatbelts, having to have insurance, having to have RFID inspection stickers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Has there been any less crime since we installed all these security cameras and security system in a surveillance state? You know, I mean, this is the point that we want to make here. No, actually, the answer would be no. In fact, we can even argue that some of this causes more crime and certainly loads up the prison industrial complex. George Wackenhut loves it. And of course, we know, we read Section 802 of the Patriot Act, and we find out that we're all terrorists, and anybody who jaywalks or downloads something off their computer they're not supposed to is a terrorist. Just amazing that we've slipped this far, and those renegades, our founding fathers, would be calling for a revolution again at this point. They would not stand for it, and neither should we. 1-800-259-9231. I believe we have loaded phone lines, but as people drop, you can get in. We're going to take calls for the rest of this hour. And then Glenn Spencer, a great American from AmericanPatrol.com, AmericanBorderPatrol.com, will be joining us to talk about the coming American Union, the loss of sovereignty, the replacing of your rights with privileges, and the end of constitutional government, the constitutional republic. This former, once great country, the United States. Let's first go to Mike in Texas. Mike, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, Jack. How are you, buddy?
I'm very good. Thanks for calling.
Hey, you know what? You're not Alex Jones, but you know what? You're very close, so don't be too hard on yourself.
And I got 10 years on him. I should be much better.
Well, no, I enjoy listening to you. I was on the Power Hour one morning, and I heard you on there. You had an interview about that Russert deal, and I thought that was very interesting how that deal got cut off, but I guess we shouldn't be surprised about that.
Yeah, I interviewed Tim Russert from Meet the Press, for those who don't know, and the audio's all at my website. We put him in his place. I mean, we really show who these people are. They are gatekeepers, to put it lightly, but they're controlling the flow of information. They're controlling the debates, and we just called them out on that, Mike.
Good for you. Hey, two things real quick. I know people are aware of this. I think you brought it up, but if you go to the FBI website, it's very amazing. The wanted picture of Bin Laden doesn't implicate him at all. Doesn't even mention 9/11. And if anybody didn't watch it last night, PBS had a very interesting deal. I think called, and I apologize, I think it was called Beyond the Dark. It was about, as I refer to him, Scarface Cheney. And it was a very enlightening documentary that everybody should watch. It really...
I saw some of that and taped that last night. Yeah. And funny you should mention the Bin Laden Wadden poster, because I was on the phone with the FBI both yesterday and today trying to get some straight answers on the effect that Rex Toom, Agent Rex Toom from the FBI, came right out and said to one reporter, to another reporter, and basically to myself, that there is no hard physical evidence that links Bin Laden to 9/11. So what are we doing here, Mike?
Well, actually, I think it's really disgusting, because I live in Austin, and I just find the concept of the Bushy supporters just to be beyond me. I mean, you know, give us a hardcore reason. Why do we have kids that are dying in Iraq? And I didn't serve in the military, but I've never trashed the veterans like John Murtha, John McCain, Kerry, etc. And I just am appalled what's going on in this country right now, how people that were willing to spend, what, $48 million to find out if one of our presidents had oral sex, and now it's a damn deal.
Yeah, when that president you speak of, Bill Clinton, we'll be talking with Celica Steele in the third hour about that, was guilty of much larger crimes, crimes of murder, assassination, drug smuggling, money laundering, but we're looking into the blue dress. Thank you, Mike, for the call. We'll come back. Go to Jeff. Stay tuned, folks. Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
Teacher, get your stinking hands off my kid. It's we don't need any, I believe. You see what happens when you go to public school, folks? What can we do? What can one person do? This is what we always get asked. What can I do? I can't do anything. I'm just one person. Look, George Washington was one person. Thomas Jefferson was one person. Alex Jones was one person. Alex, I found him. We interviewed him, about 4.5 years ago. Woke me up. I've been on a life's mission to help wake others up. We've eventually helped wake up hundreds of thousands of people around the world. I'm one person. Glenn Spencer, who's going to join us in the next hour, one person. Sully Castile, who stood up against this entire government, against the DEA, he's one person. And Jeff in Illinois is one person. Are you ready to rumble? Let's get it on. Jeff in Illinois, thank you for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, Jack, I just wanted to make a couple of comments. I think you guys are doing a great job. And I just, you know, I've got to say something to all the listeners. I mean, wake up, America. If America doesn't wake up, everybody can just say goodbye, Constitution. Let me tell you something, Jack. We have been bushwhacked by President Bush and the slumlords of the Bush administration and the banana Republicans. Let me tell you something. The scandal-ridden fraud plague agencies and the Bush administration, the crony capitalist, or the old boys network, are saying business as usual. let me tell you something, Jack. Several talk radio hosts, the bloggers, federal whistleblowers, have been instrumental in exposure of the 9/11 cover-up. This is completely absurd.
Well, this is what they say, Jeff. If 9/11 was some kind of an inside job or a conspiracy, there would be people out there talking about it. There would be people blowing the whistle. Well, aren't you paying attention? Because people are blowing the whistle all over the place, one after the other, day after day. We've got the evidence. Now it's time to take it to them. But I love that. Banana Republicans.
Exactly, Jack. The evidence is staggering. These are treasonous acts. I mean, you have federal whistleblowers, John P. O'Neill, several others. You have the 9/11 passenger list that showed no terrorists were on any four of these airplane flights. You have CIA insider trading. You have the Bush RICO lawsuit. And the list goes on and on and on. And these are, again, treasonous acts.
But just, you know, just to show, Jeff, that we're not, you know, a bunch of raging liberals here. I mean, when Clinton was in office, we were talking about World Trade Center 1993 being FBI sting. We're talking about Oklahoma City being a giant setup and also an inside job. So, folks, if you think that Bush's, Clinton's, Clinton's and Bush's, Bush's and Clinton's are going to save you, obviously you have missed the boat. You have misunderstood the message. The message is none of these skull and bones, CFR, Rhodes Scholar, Bilderberg presidents are going to do anything to save you. You've got to save yourself. Make the government fear you. Don't fear the government.
That's right, Jack, and I think that, you know, you made an excellent point earlier when, in fact, the FBI, even on their own website, states that there's no evidence whatsoever relating bin Laden or linking bin Laden to the 9/11 attack.
Well, I'm not supposed to heavily plug my show, but I have to tell you, since this keeps coming up on today's program, that we're doing an entire show on this issue, and I've got a number of key players, including the FBI themselves, who have been invited to come on and try to represent themselves and explain, because they have some explaining to do. So we're going to do that at 2 o'clock today, Central Time. But, yeah, it's absolutely absurd. I mean, here's the fact. All these red staters, Stepford Republicans, group thinkers out there still believe that Osama bin Laden did 9/11 when there's no evidence to prove it.
Well, exactly, Jack. And just I was flipping through these channels the other day, and I happened to be passing through CNN, and Anderson Cooper did a little section on
Anderson 9/11. Vanderbilt. Let's get his name straight. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And first thing I noticed what he said was, he said, bin Laden, who was behind the 9/11 attacks, and, you know, I listened to the story, and, you know, I called Jim Walton, who's the president or CEO of CNN, and I left a message on his voicemail, and I told him, I said, you know, exactly what you said, Jack. I said, you can go to the FBI website, call Robert Mueller himself, and even there's no evidence linking bin Laden, even though he's a terrorist, there's no evidence linking him to the 9/11 attack.
As Tim Russert says, there's a nexus, okay? So we've gone to war. We're spending trillions of dollars sacrificing tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of lives for a nexus, all right? But we knew that since the beginning. Hey, thanks for the call, Jeff, man. I appreciate it. Keep the faith. Let's go to Quasimoto in Texas. Quasi, you're on the Alex Jones Show today.
Good afternoon, Jack.
Good afternoon.
Hey, man, you were up late last night and up early this morning. How you holding out?
You know what? There is no, well, I was going to say there's no rest for the wicked, but there's no rest for us truth seekers. I can't stand to sleep because all I do is lay in bed and think about what more I can do. So I just get up and do it.
I'm there with you, brother. Hey, listen, Alex is off to L.A. You're going to L.A. Homegrown, that is my wife and I, we're going to L.A. I'd like to put out a call to everybody listening. During this convention and right directly after this convention, we need to watch our mainstream media. If they're not covering the convention, get on the horn, ask them why.
Are you reading my script here, Quasimoto? Because I was just about to put out a need for major info drive-bys. Do we know what an info drive-by is? That means we dump information, we pound the target of the info drive-by, and our target right now is C-SPAN, Quasi. Now, in the Chicago convention, C-SPAN took a call on their morning Washington Bureau program, and one of the listeners got through and said, hey, why didn't you cover that Chicago 9/11 conference? This was great. This is all hardcore evidence, major speakers, quoting history. You had an obligation to cover that. Why didn't you cover that? And what did they say, Quasi? They said, well, we didn't know about it. That's what,
right.
We had no idea it was happening. So, what we've done here at InfoWars, Kevin Smith and others, have been faxing them information, sending them all the notices for the L.A. 9/11 Truth Convention. They now know about it. We need to get everybody pounding C-SPAN. We need to demand that they come down and cover this, or just get off the air.
Yeah, don't ask them why they're not. Demand that they do. And if they are and they're spinning it, then just let them know that we see through your lies. We see through the spin. We know who you are and what you're up to, and we demand that you stop it and give it fair coverage.
Yeah, you write C-SPAN, you tell them all of the esteemed authors, experts, former administration officials, former members of government, former CIA analysts who will be there presenting information showing that 9/11 was an inside job. And this is, again, the best conference of evidence that has ever come together. They have a responsibility to cover that for the people. Or, as I say, just move on over and get off the air. Anything else, Quasi?
Exactly. Love you, Jack.
Keep
see
the faith, brother.
See you in L.A., man.
We'll see you in L.A. We'll see everybody in L.A. Let's go to Wyatt in Maryland. Wyatt, thank you for calling in. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, how you doing, Jack?
All right. I'm hanging in there, man.
Good, good. I'm getting some feedback. Anyway, listen, I started a new job and I travel around the country, and I was up in New York, above Manhattan, probably about 50 miles. And we did this big, event for, CEO of Airstream Trailers. Anyway, I met some very interesting people, and, or this one guy who's a firefighter at a small company in New York, was telling me, I geared the conversation to 9/11 after talking about other things. And I said to him, you know, I was quizzing him, what do you believe? What do you know? Da, da, da. So he went on, he said, well, you know, we've gotten a whole bunch of equipment from, the feds and all kind of money. And he says, we got stuff we don't even need, but it's like $40,000 per man plus some kind of big vehicle they don't even know how to use. It was amazing.
Yeah.
So anyway, I got him onto this, 9/11, and of course he believed that it was Osama bin Laden in a cave in Afghanistan, and he was the guy that did all this. So I didn't concentrate on the Twin Towers, I concentrated on the Pentagon and the lack of evidence. And after I got done presenting my case, completely changed his mind. And I said, well listen, you know that the Pentagon was considered part of the entire terrorist plot.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So he really started to say,
started to see the light.
Yeah, he started to see the light. And he was going, God, he says, you know, you're right about many, many different things.
Oh, Wyatt, the truth is contagious,
yeah,
isn't it?
It sure
look,
is.
I mean, the fact of the matter is, we don't have to convince everybody of every aspect of 9/11.
No.
All we've got to do is, again, I like to put this in the context of a sale. You've got a prospect. All you need to do is go to the next step with your process while you're qualifying him, and that is get him to start looking at the information. So whatever you've got to say to open up that little sleepy mind of his or hers, to get them in front of the information so that they can start checking things for themselves is exactly what you want to do for the first step. And then after that, they'll be sharing theories and analysis with you and turning you on to information.
Right. He was, there's a lot of you know how New York is. I mean, that's where all the money is. It's where all the wealth, so much wealth is there. He was telling me that, he says, I did a job with George Soros. And I said, oh, really? I said, you know, he's a globalist. And I went on about it a little bit. He says, oh, man, he threw one big shindig. And he was telling me all the different aspects of George Soros' his grounds and his property. And we were only about 2 or 3 miles away from there. But I could care less about George Soros or even seeing where he lives. But
now, was that one of those Stanley Kubrick shindigs that he threw that was in the Tom Cruise movie where they wear the cloaks and they have all the sex slaves and everything you have to have a private invitation to, or they kill you?
Oh, maybe George Soros, but because where I was, it was just a 40th birthday party, but it was very elaborate and a lot of money spent and so on and so forth. But George Soros, he told me, he was saying how they had the pool. He had a huge pool covered with Lexan, with supported by aluminum beams underneath, and he had women dressed up in mermaids swimming all around for his party. So
wonderful.
I thought, isn't that great?
Well, I'm glad they're having fun as they're destroying our country and locking us into regional and global government. Hey, thanks for the call, Wyatt.
Well, one other thing quick. I just got finished Webster Tarpley's book, 9/11 Synthetic Terror. It's excellent.
One of the best books out there. You can get that at InfoWars.com. Yeah, that's a great book, and Webster does a fantastic job. Hey, thanks, Wyatt, for the call. Always good to hear from you. Let's go to Jason in Maryland. Jason, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Isn't that wonderful that they're throwing shindigs? Hey, you guys that are going to those shindigs, guess what? Here pretty soon is going to be murder. They're going to kill at those shindigs, and you'll be the guest of honor.
Yeah.
They're going to kill all of you.
Yeah, folks, look, you might as well put the apple in your mouth right now. Start basting yourself for the coming George Soros party as they dance on the heads of freedom.
I wanted to ask you if you could please, man, that's disgusting. That's sick. A minute ago, you were talking about all the money. I heard last night, listening to another well-versed man, that there's $7 trillion unaccounted for in since the beginning of this
war. Trillions a year just vanish and go missing from the Pentagon.
Just to put that in perspective, $1 trillion is $1,000 a second since Jesus was born.
That's right. I've heard that analysis before. Can you repeat that? Let's make sure people understand what $1 trillion is.
$1 trillion is $1,000 a second since Jesus was born.
That's a lot of ones and zeros, if you know what I mean.
It really is. I was wondering if I could pick your brain a little bit. I know precious little about the Trans-Texas Corridor, and I was hoping you could explain it to me.
Well, we're going to be talking about that with Glenn Spencer. We've done a lot of investigating into this, and this is it has a lot to do with eminent domain. In fact, I'm looking right now at the 2006 Texas Republican Party platform, and I don't want to have you voting for the Texas Republicans, certainly, but they have come out against the Trans-Texas Corridor and eminent domain because they're pandering for your vote. Now, once they get in, certainly they will go on business as usual, but basically this will link Mexico to Canada to bring international commerce through, unchecked, by the way, through these United States. They are grabbing up your land as they're doing it. Most of this is funded and owned by banks in Spain. When we had a whistleblower come to us and say, this is the big dig down in Texas running through America right now because they're building this thing to literally fall apart so they can keep raping and pillaging your tax money for the next 30, 40 years, maintaining this Trans-Texas Corridor. It will also be used as a giant military shuffle so they can move giant tanks and armory through the United States unmolested.
That's
wonderful. Is just the tip of the iceberg on this. Of course, if you live here in Texas where they've begun this monstrosity, you will be gouged and taxed times 10 just to be able to get on the freeway and go to work. I mean, there won't be, they talk about disposable income. They're creating a consumer class. I got to wonder here, Jason, where are we supposed to get the money to buy the trinkets at Walmart after they get done with us?
Well, we're all going to be dead, so that's not going to matter.
You know, because in 10 years, we'll be happy just to have, some fluoride water and some mushy gruel to eat and a tin roof over our head. We'll be counting our blessings. When we look back in history and we see how much the middle class had, how much we had, how little we really had to do for it, and what we have to do now just to try to keep up, we can really get a glimpse into the future, Jason.
I think that if we look down in Georgia at the Georgia Guidestones, we begin to understand that we really don't have to worry about the future.
That's right.
I've been
there, and the first commandment of the Georgia Guidestones is, of course, getting rid of 95% of the world's population.
Jack, would you allow me to correct myself? A moment ago, I used the popular version of the name of the Messiah because no one would recognize his name, and I just don't feel right about that. The name of the Messiah is not Jesus. His name is Yahushua, which means Yah is salvation, and I appreciate you letting me clarify that.
You got it, buddy. Thanks for the call. Keep the faith. Let's go to David in Texas. David, you're on the Alex Jones Show.
Jack, how are you?
Very good.
Thanks for taking my call.
No, actually, I lie when I say that. I'm terrible. I'm losing my country. I don't know if I'll be able to pass along anything left to my children. So the answer to the question is, I'm not doing very good at all, but thanks for asking.
I understand. I feel the same way. There's two things that I wanted to mention. The first is, you had talked earlier about our founding fathers, and one of the things that I've been passionate about my whole life is history and understanding history. And my understanding of what the founding fathers said is not that we have, that we should, or that we have a right to rise up, but it's our duty.
It's our duty.
It is our duty as free people to rise up when we sense that we are
particularly
being
against the central banks, which have their bony skeletal fingers around our throats.
There's a great series of letters that are in the National Archive between Thomas Jefferson and John Adams, in which they say, if we allow the Bank of the United States, the great-grandfather of the Fed, the IMF, to take hold, everything that we fought for in the Revolution is lost. So they didn't allow it.
Well, they also said you'll wake up and you won't have any property or any land, or you won't own anything.
Exactly.
But let's remember about Adams. I mean, this is the problem. And this proves absolute power corrupts absolutely, because Adams was a statesman. Once he became president, what do we get? The Sedition Act.
Correct.
Even Jefferson slipped. Let's just call a spade, okay? Even Washington slipped with the Whiskey Rebellion when he became president. We can't trust any president. Even the Founding Fathers, who knew we couldn't trust any president, couldn't be trusted.
I understand, I agree. But I like what Alex has to say about the 12-hour theory. If enough people in this country rose up, we could take the country back in 12 hours.
I love it. We'll be right back, folks, after this.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
12 hours, and the clock starts now. We can take back our gun. I like that. If we all stood up and take 12 hours. I wonder if there's a possibility that we'll ever have a revolution that doesn't have the bankers and the New World Order behind it, because every revolution so far has been exactly that. I guess with one exception, we can debate this, we can argue about it, and that would be the American Revolution. I want to just take a quick second for Glenn Spencer joins us from AmericanBorderPatrol.com. Glenn's been out patrolling the borders for you. He's got a lot of information to share with you about regional government, the Pan-American Union. He'll be joining us here in the second hour. But I want to take just a second to thank all the sponsors of this program, to thank all you callers, to thank the brave, brave affiliates that make this show possible in so many cities and towns around the country, AM and FM radio stations brave enough to pick up this radio show or shows like it. I want to thank people that pick up my show especially, but this is how we're getting it done. And we got to remember to be examples. That's the key here, folks. Be an example. And I think that the brave sponsors, like-minded sponsors like Calban Soap that sponsor this program or all the affiliates that pick up this show, they really need to be commended. You need to thank them. You need to get out and support their advertisers so that they can stay in business, they can grow, they can thrive, and they can continue to bring you shows like the Alex Jones Show. I also want to say, if you haven't received or haven't purchased any of Alex Jones's videos, you're missing out on a great, great tool to get the word out. Maybe you can't remember it all. Maybe you can't articulate it all. But this is why Alex has made these great documentary videos. Of course, his last video, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, is absolutely amazing. It's three films in one, a blazing spotlight piercing through the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. And it exposes 9/11. It exposes Oklahoma City. It exposes the 93 World Trade Center. It exposes the Bush connections to the Nazis. It exposes world government, which has now, of course, been confirmed through mainstream media sources. This is an excellent film. And I've actually got to tell you, folks, I've seen the previews for the new film, Terror Storm, part of which is going to debut at this L.A. convention this weekend. And you haven't seen nothing yet. This is easily Alex's best film. But all the films are good. There are specials on multiple buys of the films. And, of course, Prison Planet TV, prisonplanet.tv, has all these films available to you, as well as a number of other films and books. Go to the InfoWars store. Ask them about the specials on the films. Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State is a must-have. Any of the Police State series are must-haves. Go to InfoWars.com or give us a call now. Operators are standing by. 888-253-3139, and you know, Alex gets on the air and he plugs his videos. I know for a fact that almost every penny that comes in from these videos goes back to grow the operation, to make it so that, you know, he can get the message out to even a wider audience, and that's why we're seeing so many people waking up, because you bought a video. That's really what it comes down to. And, you know, I'm an objective source. I'd like to think I am. I'm not going to get on here and tell you that these videos suck, all right, or they're good if they suck. I'm just not going to do that. These videos help wake me up. These videos help me wake up my friends and family, coworkers, and people on the street. I've used them as a tool, and I can testify to you that this is exactly what you need to get the message out. Of course, Alex has authorized you to make copies for educational purposes, which is something not many people are going to do. Give us a call now. Operators are standing by. 888-253-3139. Join us in fighting the New World Order and taking down the police state of America. We'll be right back with Glenn Spencer right after this, folks, about 70 seconds. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood. GCN Radio Network, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. We'll be right back after this.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello, folks.